stayed with them. They didn't live their day-to-day lives too differently. But when times came that tested their faith, because they had seen something that was so spectacular, they had that memory to carry them through. It triggered something in them. And that happens to us also. Special moments in our lives are magical. They're different, either in a good way or sometimes in a bad way. And though we don't think about them every day, certain events in our life will trigger a memory. And that memory will help us get through that time. With the horrible news this past week and over recent weeks of hatred and violence, as I read this week's description, a memory for me was triggered. It was the summer of 2011, and the man in Anders Breivik took a bomb and blew up 8 people in a van, and then took a gun to a children's camp and shot and killed 69 people. That wasn't the great memory for me. The great memory was 9 months later when his trial took place in Oslo, Norway. 40,000 Norwegians gathered outside the court. And what did they do? They sang. One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and brown, who could ask for more?
Populate here. Now, there are stories of a flood, of a great flood, in all sorts of different cultures and religions of the world. And our story of the flood in our Bible, in our Jewish and Christian tradition, tells of God destroying all the earth, all the people and all the creatures, except for the eight and the few who were saved. And all the other stories of the world speak of how this is God punishing, and whenever we misbehave or do evil, God will wreak vengeance again upon us. But our story is different. Because God loved us, God gives us one more try. After the flood, God looked at Noah and the creatures who were still here and realized we're going to keep on doing evil. We're going to keep on turning against one another. Because we're people, that's how we are. And we are free to choose violence. We are free to give in to temptation, to hatred and violence. But God saw that violence only brings more violence and suffering. God saw that the violence and the destruction did not change us, that violence does not end violence. Only love can overcome violence. And so, God took a giant symbol of violence, a bow. You know, a bow and an arrow. You shoot to kill, to hurt. God took the bow and turned it down and created an arc over us. An arc of bright color. To say that God would no longer bring violence upon us all. Because God loves us, God gives us one more try to show our rainbow race that it's too soon to die. Well, of course, even with that symbol of love, we go on sinning and hating and hurting and choosing violence. So thousands of years later, God sent God's Son, Jesus Christ, into our midst to face all the temptations we face and show us another way. Show us that, as we will say in our Eucharistic prayer in a few minutes, He is tempted in every way as we are, yet did not sin. And by His grace, we are able to triumph over every evil and live no longer for ourselves alone, but for Him who died for us and rose again. Yes, we have our temptations. We have our temptations. But we follow one who calls us to not give in to those temptations. We follow one who our faith says gives us a sign that love is greater than violence. That giving in to the temptation to violence never ends violence. It is love that overcomes. And as we face our temptations, we look at the news this week. We look at the news of the week before. Florida, the Congo, maybe our own temptation. You know, Jesus went out into the desert, and in the Gospel of Mark, overcame that temptation. Whatever tempts you, Jesus overcame that temptation. Jesus overcame it with love and trust in God. With God sending angels to help. So we hear of the violence and the temptation to violence, and maybe there's a temptation to hatred in our own hearts. Maybe there's a temptation to apathy. We can't change it, it just keeps on happening. Maybe there's a temptation to doubt that God will bring justice. Maybe there's a temptation to not have faith. Whatever our temptations, we are reminded